Namaskar. I'm here so that you can know yourself. Because that's what a balanced Swadhisthana Chakra can do. My name is Radhika Iyer Talati and I welcome you to second in the series of this guided chakra meditation. We are going to be using this meditation to cultivate strong and peaceful happiness and a joyful person that you actually are. Do you treat your body well? Are you kind to yourself? Do you thank yourself for all the hard work that you do every day? This is what we're going to be empowering and discovering right now. Find a comfortable spot. Make sure that you are in a comfortable environment. Either you can sit on a chair with your back firmly rested on the chair. You can sit on the ground and rest your spine against a wall. You can even lie down, making sure that you're gently covering yourself. Because in the process of meditation, your body might experience a little coolness. Once you're comfortable, just listen to my voice. Understand what the sacral chakra is. The Swadhisthana is the second energy center in the body that is closely related to the Muladhara. Its location is two fingers below the navel, essentially where your reproductive organs are. This chakra also governs other organs such as the kidneys, bladder, and the endocrine system. And because this is the area of the body that creates new life, creativity, and reproduction are the characteristic of the Swadhisthana chakra. Remember that creating new life doesn't only mean progeny. It also includes arts, ideas, actions that propel a creative mindset that could change the course of relationships, personal or professional, that could align you to a larger purpose, streamlining your actions to include every aspect of your being. The sacral chakra or the Swadhisthana teaches you to take care of your emotional needs. It is related to the root chakra, which governs your physical needs. All reproductive organs carry the genes of your mother and your mother's mother and all the other mothers before them. Any trauma they have experienced are imprinted in your genetic memory. Add to that any trauma that you may have experienced during the course of your time, and you will automatically register with this genetic code. And so every time you experience, say, a physical trauma or a societal trauma, the feelings that you will have, which you will build, will be those that you feel at that point in time. And therefore, it is important to recognize the patterns. It is very important to understand how your behavior is, so you may help activate newer learnings and you can actually correct and rectify the old experiences that you don't need. And that happens when you focus on the Swadhisthana. It is very important to understand the background on the chakra that you're about to meditate upon right now. Now, having understood this, just lift your spine, open your shoulders, expand your chest. Make sure that there is no pressure on your jawline, there is no pressure on your spine or your neck. Just sit still, or if you're lying down, become motionless, as though in Shavasana. Bring your hands so that they may either intersperse with each other, and if you're lying down, just let them, you know, kind of look up at the ceiling. And just stay there. Remember that all of our weaknesses, our mistakes, our experiences of the past, all of it is stored in your Swadhisthana. use this meditation to explore within. Give yourself an opportunity to dive into your untapped consciousness and help yourself transcend to a higher level. Visualize the color orange. Right just below your abdomen, right where your genital organs are. And just see this color orange. Imagine it slowly swirling as a small ball of fire, which is orange in color, rotating like a disc. Bring your awareness to the breath, bring your awareness to my voice. And with each rise and fall of the chest, tune in to the natural rhythm of your breath, keeping this visualization of an orange fireball at your sacral chakra. As you breathe in and breathe out, see this energy center as a whole orange ball of light that grows and surrounds your body very, very gradually. With every breath, this orange disc spins faster, and as you exhale, it becomes slower, every time moving upwards as though coloring your entire body after, say, 15 to 20 breaths, completely into orange. Visualize this, imagine this, use your creativity to find out how that happens inside of you as you sit still. Allow this light now to infuse your creative organs with warm energy, moving towards your kidney, your bladder, and your lower vertebrae. And with every breath that you take, allow this light to expand and to grow larger, covering more body mass. So do this about 5 cycles. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Once again, inhale Purak 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold Kumbhak 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, Rechak, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just stay there and breathe another 2 to 3 rounds. Just breathe in. Every time you breathe in, the orange light is expanding. And every time you breathe out, it looks like the orange light is shrinking. Stay with this breath, stay with this energy, lift your spine up, bring your attention onto your Svadhisthana. With every breath that you take, with every breath that you hold and exhale, this warm light, orange light, surrounds you and protects you as a shield. With a kind of passion that encompasses you with faith, with trust and the truth. Because that's what a Svadhisthana, empowered Svadhisthana can do. Your entire being is now basking in this warm amber light that is surrounding you with a healthy sexual energy. With this creative energy that helps you flourish in your relationships. It allows you to think calmly. It grants you great intellect. You're able to have faith in your relationships with people, and you're able to be free to connect with like-minded souls. Visualize yourself as soaring into the sky like an eagle, strong, confident, rooted. Maintain this focus so you can feel this light expanding wherever you are. You can see this light starting to shape up into a vibrant circular ball of radiant orange that your breath is being drawn into. Straighten your spine and move your consciousness towards this brilliant orange orbit. And note that with each inhalation, this vibrant ball of orange expands itself, growing brighter and brighter and becoming more and more vivid. Just breathe in with a Bija mantra of Swadhisthana, which is Vam. As you breathe in, chant the Bija mantra of this chakra. Vam. Inhale again. Vam. Vam. You can silently chant this mantra inside of you with every breath. Vam, vam, vam. Just take a long deep breath. Breathe out and chant this mantra every opportunity that you get. And once you are satisfied with the amount you've chanted the mantra, become silent. Just experience deep silence within. Become aware as the orange light is still surrounding you, and that all the areas in the sacral area of the chakra absorb this light, suddenly awakening and beating to the rhythm of your sound of this beautiful mantra that's resonating inside of you. And now, repeat these affirmations within yourself as you hear them. I love myself, heart, mind, and body. I love myself, heart, mind, and body. I am taking good care of myself mentally and physically. I am taking good care of myself mentally and physically. I am open to life and to all its possibilities. I am open to life and all its possibilities. I am confident. I am confident. I am sensual and I'm able to express myself. I am sensual and I am able to express myself. I feel the pleasure and abundance of life. I feel the pleasure and abundance of life. I am connected to everyone around me. I am connected to everyone around me. I am a creator and I am adding beauty to this world. I am a creator and I am adding beauty to this world. I have healthy boundaries. I have healthy boundaries. Let these affirmations resonate within you. Let them stay inside your Swadhisthana. Let them remind you of who you are and what you want. Let them make you more stronger. Let them empower you to become a better human being. And just like that, flow with the rhythm. Vam. 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 Stay with this mantra of Vam. And as you exhale and inhale, visualize this breath that is flowing like a stream from your Swadhisthana. This orange river of energy, washing away all your mistakes, clearing all your blocks and cleansing away any negative emotions or trauma. Hold to this feeling. Slowly bring back your focus to the center of the Swadhisthana. See the vivid orange energy swirling like water within you. Feel it. Visualize these waves from the Swadhisthana spreading outward, maintaining a clockwise motion. Find this energy flowing and spreading wider and wider until it fills your entire body with its radiance like pure water, gentle, soft, cleansing, and yielding and nurturing and providing you with sustenance. And just like the water, the Swadhisthana also has immense power. It can create within you a channel that will cleanse, nourish, and transform you in a way that you can't even imagine. You will feel more sexually empowered and confident. You will feel more healthy in your mind and your ability to think. And you will feel extremely creative in all that you do. Breathe in and breathe out and stay with this feeling for some more time. Return to my voice. Return to your body. Bring back your focus to the center of the Swadhisthana, concentrating on the mantra Vam. Feel the sensations of the Swadhisthana with its leaping waves of orange flowing like water throughout your body, washing away that which is no longer needed and nourishing it with your own sense of self-worth. See clearly the image of the Swadhisthana with its six orange petals of a lotus bloom clearly in your pelvic. You have channelized the internal emotions of anger, hate, greed, jealousy, cruelty, and laziness into this orange light, basking in the brilliance of this chakra. Slowly return to my voice and bring your awareness back to the breath. Allow the Swadhisthana to be empowered and allow this orange light to slowly disappear, carrying with it everything that is negative and creating space for all that is positive. Bring your hands together in Namaste. First, pray for yourself. Pray for all that you wish, all that you envision for yourself. A better body, a better mind, an empowered soul. Visualize yourself as this beautiful, healthy person who's confident about their bodies, who are confident to support all that they think is correct, who are strong enough to stand where there is injustice, where there is hatred, where there is lie. Become the beacon of light once your Swadhisthana is empowered. Pray for all those you love and care about. And rub your hands, creating a lot of garshan or warmth. Move your hands across the body, starting from your head, moving across to your shoulders and your back, your legs, your hands, your abdomen, your chest. Pass this energy on through your entire body. Rub your hands together. Cover your face this time. And with a deep sense of gratitude, with a deep sense of love, gently open your eyes within your palms. Bring your hands into namaskar and thank the God that resides within you. And slowly relax with a smile. Have a beautiful time ahead. Stay empowered with the Swadhisthana. Namaste.